Behind the Black, 14 years of watching very carefully the birth of and now maturing commercial space. However, the payoff is exploring. And that's what the James Webb Space Telescope is doing. It's found another exoplanet of promise. What kind, Bob?
This is actually an exoplanet that has been well known. It's one of the very first exoplanets that have been found. But Webb looked at it with its infrared capabilities, did spectroscopy, and determined that it has an atmosphere that is nitrogen-rich. What planet has a nitrogen-rich atmosphere in our solar system, the Earth?
I know the answer, Bob. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I want to just be clear. And so this is interesting. They think that this planet, it's a mini Neptune-sized planet. So it's probably rocky, but it's bigger than Earth. But it's in the habitable zone of this particular star. It's a red dwarf star. It orbits its star every, 5 days, I think. This is a planet that needs to be looked at more closely and with Webb, because we could find out a lot more things about it if we get a closer look.
And earthquakes on the moon, moonquakes, what's the significance?
Understanding the moon better is the key. But what's interesting about this story is that we have now discovered 22,000 additional quakes that occurred on the moon during the Apollo era. These were seismographs that were put on seismometers that were put on the moon during the Apollo missions. And during the period of about 5 years that they operated, they had detected initially about 13,000 quakes. I'm sorry. An astronomer in Japan decided to take a look back at that data, and going through the data more closely and using modern software techniques, he was able to detect an additional 22,000 seismic events, almost tripling the number of quakes that occur on the moon. He also found some regional issues. Some of them occur. More of them occur in the northern hemisphere than in the southern, and that's an interesting finding. They also found regional concentrated areas, so it's interesting. More data is there than we thought we had.
The center of a cluster is a black hole. I don't follow the logic. Is this new information?
Yes, this is the first intermediate black hole ever discovered in our galaxy. The galaxy has what they call globular clusters. These are clusters very old that form a halo around the Milky Way. And one of them, the largest in the Milky Way, called Omega Centauri, they always theorize there might be a small black hole in the middle. Tracking the movement of seven stars at its center, they think they have identified the location where a black hole exists that's 8,200 solar masses, which is big, but comparing to the center of the galaxy black hole, which is like 4 billion solar masses, it's small. And so this is significant because it helps give them an idea of how these globular clusters might have formed. It might have been a dwarf galaxy that interacted with the Milky Way, John.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. 14 years of Bob watching commercial space become a mature and a very aggressive purveyor of our solar system, and then exploring. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.